Good morning, everyone. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with this morning's 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey. Harvey continues to slow down. Its forward motion is now down to 2 miles per hour as it's almost stalling out here over the just inland of the middle Texas coast. It's currently centered about 25 miles west of Victoria, Texas. Harvey is still a hurricane. We see on Doppler radar still some hurricane force winds in a small area near the core of the of Harvey as it continues to wobble inland there. So there are some inland hurricane warnings or hurricane warnings in effect for inland areas around the core of Harvey. We now have a tropical storm warning along the coast of Texas from Port Aransas, from Baffin Bay to High Island, And we still have a storm surge warning in effect from Port Aransas all the way to High Island, Texas. And in this region, we're still seeing areas where we could see 4 to 7 feet of inundation flooding from storm surge as the onshore flow continues around Harvey. But with the slowing of the forward speed, we're now transitioning to a very, very heavy rainfall event. We have extremely heavy rains occurring near the core of Harvey as it wobbles inland here near the middle Texas coast. But we're also seeing these rain bands now working their way onshore farther north and east, covering places like the Houston, Galveston area, and even out into southwestern Louisiana. Very, very heavy rain in these bands that's continuing to train over the same area for hour after hour. We could see rainfall rates of 4 to 6 inches in a six-hour period that's going to lead to some very serious flooding problems. If you look at our five-day forecast, essentially Harvey's going to meander here all the way into the early parts of Thursday morning, right here over the middle and upper Texas coast, perhaps just inland, with very, very heavy rainfall continuing. We're expecting rainfall totals of 15 to 30 inches in a broad swath from Corpus Christi up through the Houston-Galveston area into southwestern Louisiana. We could see isolated rainfall totals as high as 40 inches in these areas. So everyone in southeast Texas is going to want to pay very close attention to any flood warnings that are issued. Please listen to any advice that you're given from your local officials, and do not drive into areas where water covers the road. Many, many fatalities in this country occur from people driving into flooded roadways. And remember that most deaths in tropical storms and hurricanes in the United States occur from rainfall-induced flooding and storm surge. So even though the winds from Harvey have begun to decrease, the threat has not and will continue for several days. We're looking at a multi-day rainfall flooding disaster over portions of southeast Texas. So please stay tuned to any warnings that are issued from your local National Weather Service office, and stay tuned to any advice from your local officials for this emergency situation. And stay tuned for updates on Hurricane Harvey. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with a 10 a.m. update on Harvey.